是。我知道的是，
With help from heaven, we have that merit. Purim got special things in Purim. Need a preparation for every holiday. Here in the yeshiva. We have every year a class of preparation for Purim to that huge day. That we're going to be able to enjoy that day, to use it like we should. Next week, Wednesday, Ta'anit Esther. Like we explained always, that the fast is a day of tshuva. That's the purpose of the fast. We were always trying to spend more time, a little bit more time in the fields to do tshuva and prayers, that we're going to have the merit to receive the days of Purim. We are here in Jerusalem, we read the Megillah, the scroll, one day after. This Shabbos is Parashat Zachor. Remember what Amalek done to your nation before you entered to Egypt. What is Amalek? Amalek is thoughts against Hashem. That is Amalek. Amalek is he penetrates thoughts into the heart of the person that it's all accidents. What is faith? That it's all private supervision. You feel an itch, it's from Hashem. Whatever you're going through, it's all in the private supervision from Hashem. And actually, it was all of the world, they were afraid. All of the world, they received such fear when they saw Am Israel, the leaders of Edom. All of the nations were shaking, their leaders, all of the world were afraid when they heard how Hashem revealed himself on Mount Sinai. They believed that there was something there. The Red Sea even opened. They believed. They heard and they believed. Came Amalek and said, "No, it was just a coincidence. No, it happens. It can happen once in a few years.
There
is something like that in the nature. But once in a few years, the sea, everything can. He's got an explanation.
That's
nonsense. So he chilled everyone else. Who are Am Yisrael that you're afraid of them? Look at me. He came and he fought with Am Yisrael. But it's all private supervision. Because the Am Yisrael were weak in their faith. So Amalek came. Am Yisrael, they asked if God is between us or not. After all of the good things that Hashem done with them, favors that Hashem done with them, that's the move. That's what that happened. And this is what it goes on with Amalek until today. That's the effort. What it means to erase, to remember what that Amalek done to you. And it's a war for Hashem in the Amalek. War of faith. That's the war of Hashem with the Amalek. And we're the soldiers of Hashem. We have to fight on the war of faith. This is what that happened in the time of Mordechai Vester. Am Israel fell from their faith and started to be confused. We are already 70 years here. Again, will Hashem save us or not? Maybe Hashem doesn't want to redeem us. 70 years went already, so this is it. You see that you have all good, everything. Hashem is protecting you. Thoughts. You don't see the private supervision of Hashem. Well. So Amalek came. It's written, Vayavo Haman, that Haman came. Vayavo Haman, it's like Vayavo Amalek. And every person got that story inside of himself. If you're strong in faith, praising Hashem forever. Hashem is with him and his life is sweet and beautiful and there's no bad in the world. Everything is good. But if a person becomes to be weak in his faith, so Amalek is coming. The troubles are coming. Every time it's in a different way. All of the troubles that people have in the world, it's Amalek. My boy said the history is coming back again. The same exactly. That's the rest of it. People become weak in their faith. You have something bad in your life. Here, we're going to show you what you what you thought that is bad. We're going to teach you what is bad. Like that Rabbi Natan is writing, if Am Israel, the ones that are going to have the merit to believe that it's all for the good, to praise Hashem and thank Hashem on everything, on the good and on the bad, all of his troubles are going to be cancelled. All of his troubles are going to be cancelled. All of the exiles. And you're going to have a complete salvation. You can say, my Mashiach is already here. This is what the Rabbi Mikloizenburg is writing. He's writing in the thought, in the faith, that a person should believe that it's all for the good. By that, he's canceling all of the troubles. We're saying to people, say thank you, half an hour. He's saying only in the thoughts. Only when you think it's already enough. Think that it's all for the good. Cancel all of the troubles. There's no Amalek anymore. This is what it means to erase the memory of Amalek. a short explanation that includes everything in it. So the one that gives wisdom gave me that wisdom yesterday a little bit to learn from the Admor Mikloisenburg. And Hashem gave me the ability to expand my limud a little bit. He's writing the Admor Mikloisenburg over there that that was the argument between Esther with Mordechai. Hashem gave me that understanding to understand new things in it. Esther heard that Mordechai, he wears sacks and ashes on his head. So she felt bad. She was afraid and shocked. What happened? She sent clothes to him. What? His lack of clothes? Their argument was like that. Mordechai, he also knew that you're not allowed to come in front of the king where with a sack. You want to come to the king only in happiness. You cannot come when you mourn. He said it. You want to come to approach to the king of the world. You need to look good, to be happy, to sing, to praise. You can enter. You come sad, there are guards kicking you, throwing you out. Only the ones that are smiling can enter. There are angels over there kicking the person. Boom, this is it, you're out. Cannot enter. You cannot enter in front of the king. Even to the gates, no one is talking even about the palace. Here we're talking about the outside gate. He also knew that. Esther told Mordechai, you told me, you taught me always that if there are troubles, you need to dance, you need to be happy. Like the Rabban is writing in Yikuta Moran, when there are judgments, by dancing and clapping, you cancel all judgments. What you taught me? That if we have trouble, we wear clothes of Shabbos and dancing. Being happy, thanking, singing. What now are you doing? You are causing now to increase the trouble. Why? Because Am Yisrael is going to see now that Mordechai Yehudi, the righteous man of the generation, he torn his clothes, wore sacks, and put ashes on his head. So they also going to fall in depression. In every place that rumor came, so huge mourning to all of the Jews. So now the trouble becomes to be real trouble. The decree becomes to be a real decree. We cannot cancel it just only by dancing. So what are you doing? Because of you now, the trouble is going to become to be real trouble. So Hashem gave me that ability to understand. Both of them agree that you're not allowed to enter to the king if you're not happy and dancing. Also, Mordechai agree on that. What's the argument between Mordechai and Esther? Mordechai is saying, but I'm Israel, if they're going to see me dancing, and happy, asking them to come to dance with me in a party. They're never going to do tshuva. They're going to say, oh, so nice, Mordechai is dancing. They were never going to do tshuva. This is what Hashem gave me to understand. Let me understand. They were never going to do tshuva. That was the argument. What are they going to do? Mordechai is saying to them, come, let's all go. Go and dancing, wear clothes of Shabbos. They're not going to do tshuva. They're not going to understand the size of the decree. What they're going to think? Here, Mordechai is dancing, so everything's okay. He knows what that goes on. He knows what that goes on over there. What are you going to say? If Mordechai is dancing, So we don't need to be worried. So we don't need to do tshuva, and they can continue to do the nonsense. So he said, I done like that. I know that we need just to be happy and to dance. But Am Israel, how are we going to wake them up? That they're going to see that me, I am the righteous man, crying and tearing my clothes and putting ashes. They're going to understand that the trouble is real trouble, and they're going to do tshuva. Esther told him, okay, I heard you. But there are flyers all over the place that in a certain day people are going to stand up, the officers, to kill and to ruin. The rumor is out, the decree has been revealed, it's already outside. Everyone knows. It's finished, the verdict came out already. This is what it's going to be. Rav Shalom mentioned, he said that the decree been decreed on all of our enemies that they're going to kill each other, and we will not going to have to fight with none of them. So you cannot do tshuva out of sadness. You cannot do tshuva out of despair. You cannot do no tshuva. If you're in sadness and depression, so you cannot do tshuva. So Esther HaMalka said that to Mordechai. You need to tell them, there is, Rabbi Yisrael, look, you see, there are horrible judgments, horrible verdicts to kill and to destroy. But we need to thank Hashem and to strengthen ourselves, to sing and to dance. And to do tshuva. You have time. The decree is not from today to tomorrow. They had few months. They had time. It's not that the decree was for tomorrow. Okay, there's no time. There's time. You put the flyers, everyone knows. But Mordechai, he didn't agree with her. He told her, if you were not going to go, so she didn't want to go to the king. The Rabbi Mikloisenburg is asking, how can it be? It's written that Esther wasn't telling from which nation she is coming from. So she's listening to Mordechai all of the time. So why now she's arguing with him? He told her, go to the king, so she should go to the king. Every man and woman, they know that everyone's going to come to the king. Why are you arguing? You're not afraid to die? So, she's not afraid to die. That's the argument. She told him, if you're not going with thanks and praises, I cannot enter in front of the king. I'm not going to talk to Ahasuerus, I'm going to talk to the king of the world. So I don't want to go like that. It's not the right way. So Mordechai saw, and he told her, if you will not going to go, you, he made a condition, you and the house of your father are going to go lost. Like we learned in Masechet Makot with Rav Yehoshua Kohen, a curse of a righteous man, even if he puts it on term, it's going to become. Why she said, now we can understand why it's been written that Esther is saying you should fast for me, on me. Why not on all of us? Why not on all of Am Israel? Because she knew that the decree is going to be cancelled. The Admor is saying that there is some difference between you and the public. Why are you dividing yourself from the public? So she's saying, you need to fast for me, because on me there is a fear because of a certain curse from a wise person. You cursed me, that me and my house of my father are going to go lost. So because of that curse, I need you all to fast for me, to cancel the curse of Mordechai. And me also going to fast. I'm going to fast, but I'm not going to wear sacks, and I'm not going to put ashes on my head. This is what that I accepted from you. Only by dancing and being happy, we're going to cancel all judgments. There was that curse of a righteous man, and even if he's saying it with a certain term, but still, the fact that he cursed, chas shalom, it's going to happen. So this is why she needed everyone to fast for her. On her. For her. So why really the scroll of Esther calls on her name and not on Mordechai's scroll? Because the halacha been decided to be like the shita of Esther. When there are troubles and decrees, only by dancing and happiness and thanks and songs and praises, you cancel them. Again, I'm going to tell you what that I already told you. We need to make a certain conclusion for all of our lives. That's the war against Amalek in every generation. That's the war. That Am Israel, when they're falling from faith, immediately Amalek is coming. Every time in a different way. In every trouble, it's Amalek. What we need to do? To come back to faith. What it means? Thanks. You have troubles? Who made the troubles? Hashem. It's not Amalek, it's not no one. It's Hashem. It's not the nature, it's not someone, it's all Hashem. So I need to say thank you that Hashem is now. He loves me. He loves me. He wants to wake me up. Thank you, Hashem. Always to do tshuva. And by singing and thanking to Hashem, you do tshuva. And even Haman. Also, he was saying that it was all coincidence. He said, you don't know what happened to him. It's all coincidence. He was ignoring the private supervision. It was all. Look what a coincidence, what happened to me. And the time that I came, mamash, something else happened, and mamash. All coincidence. You saw what happened to Haman. I was just came in the night, and the king, he was awake. Haman was stupid, and Ahasuerus was stupid. All coincidence. Everything is coincidence. Like we explained and we talked about it. That's the point. That's what it goes on every time, again and again. Now we're preparing ourselves to Purim. So first of all, that we can have enough time to prepare ourselves with the help of heaven. Few things, it's very important, like we said, the fast of the step, like we use usually, the people that had that merit all of the years, to go to the fields for a few hours. The day of the fast is a day of tshuva, a wake up day. In the end of the Tanit, we're not reading the Megillah. We have another day, one day after. So, while reading the Megillah, there are depths in the scroll. It's endless how much you can understand. So it's so good to learn before and to learn the translation and to learn Rashi, that you can understand what you read in the Megillah. Not on, because if a person is reading the Megillah to know what happened once in the history, he's not fulfilling his obligation. A person needs to learn the Megillah on himself. Alai, hine bati Megillat Sefer, that's written on me. It's been written on me. It's my life story. It's written on me. I need to find myself. Who is my Mordechai? Who is my Haman? Who is my Esther? I need to find myself. Why I deserve those troubles that I have, like we learned just now. So wake up from the sleep. And all of that issue of Megillat Esther, it's to wake up from the sleep. So we're reminding it every year and year that we're only in the first Haman and only in the last Haman. We're making some noises. Voices and thunders, but not
firecrackers?
Not those. Another important thing is the costumes of the children. Very important to bring the to ahes lechapes. What? No. To dress them in the costume. I said to lechapes. To custom that they're gonna wear clothes of positive things, not predators, animals, and evil people and bad things. Just like things like Mordechai, like Moshe Rabbeinu, costumes that's gonna be positive. That the child's gonna have holy desires. Girls to be Esther HaMalkah, to be a queen, to be a modest queen. Costumes that's gonna have meaning. Spiritual meaning. That the kid gonna have desires, goodwill. He will want to be like that person that is dressing like him now, that righteous man. It's very important that everyone gonna pay attention to those things. Now, when we're reading the Megillah, so every year we're reminding it's not allowed to drink at night in no way at all. People that drink in the night alcohol is violating all of the Torah, not one sin. All of the Torah is violated. Because he's drinking, not because the Chachamim commanded him. Because Chachamim commanded to drink in the day, in the meal. And he's drinking for his desires, for his lusts. And for sure the results are very obvious that will come. He will not going to wake up to the prayer in the morning. And Rabbeinu is saying all of the beginnings, all of the new starts are from Purim. So if you don't pray like you should, so what have you done? What do you achieve? Everything got its time. Purim is divided in a very organized way. At night, it's time, everyone that opens his arms, he receives. Simple as it sounds. I saw a lot of righteous people are saying, in Purim, you can achieve salvations in your prayers. Everyone that opens his hands, on that, we're saying not every day is Purim. Because if not, so what's the difference between every other day to Purim? Eating, drinking, what? In all of the holidays we're eating and drinking. What's so special? Only in that point. That Purim is not a regular day. Only in Purim you can achieve huge salvation. Huge salvation. So we need to prepare ourselves to have Itbodeduyot, that in Purim you can have the merit to bring salvations in your Itbodeduyot. Simple as it sounds, in Purim you can bring down salvations, especially in spirituality. So this is why in the night of Purim we have that marriage. Usually people are going to the fields, to the woods at night. You wake up in the night, if you went to sleep, you need to say Birkot HaTorah and Birkot HaShachar. From midnight, you say Birkot HaTorah, Birkot HaShachar. And doing it for the dude, a few hours. Going to the mikveh, davening in the Netzach Hamah. If all the starts are from Purim, so we need to sing the songs of the morning, to daven Netz and to read the Megillah. People that are dedicating their lives to Avodat Hashem, so they're doing everything early. giving the gifts to the poor and from between friends, mishloach manot. A lot of mitzvot. So we're keeping all of what that we've been commanded by our chachamim, the wise people commanded us. Everything and thinking, everyone that opens his hand, you give him. So this year Purim for us is going to be on Friday. So it's a little bit more hard and complex. But we're going according to the halacha. What the halacha going to obligate us? We're going to do. We're not going to move from the halacha in a breath of a hair. We live according to the rules of halacha. We're not doing for our own lusts. So this is why I'm going to consult a little bit more about the place that we're going to make the Purim feast. Probably it's going to be earlier than Friday. I didn't have the time yet to talk about it and to see. But the halakha, it's halakha, need to dip for the honor of Shabbos and to come to pray. Everything to eat three meals on Shabbos, all according to halacha. A person needs to drink in Purim until he doesn't know. It's halacha that you cannot understand that halacha. That halacha actually contradicts all of the top issue of Purim, because in Purim you need to have wisdom to see the wonders that Hashem is doing with you. So you come and you praise Hashem, you have that, you have wisdom, you can praise Hashem. Now what you tell that person? Come on, go drink until you're going to lose all of your wisdom. So what you done to him? You ruined all of the Purim for him, right? You're going to lose your mind. A lot of righteous people ask that, and even Rav Nathan. Hashem gave me that understanding by what did I explain to you in the first half an hour. But truly, the person needs to come by drinking the wine, like we achieved that, by writing the Lashem Yichud, that you pray the Lashem Yichud, the prayer before drinking the wine, that you receive such amazing wisdom that you can say, blessed is Haman. He can say thank you for the suffering. When Haman is coming, thank you. Welcome, Haman. Thank you. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Haman. Welcome, Haman. Thank you, troubles that you came. We say thank you, and the troubles. Thank you that I'm not married. Thank you. Welcome. You need to come to such amazing wisdom that you can see. Wonderful wisdom. That is all good. Everything that Hashem is doing is all for the good. We're saying, blessed is Haman. And damned Mordechai. What is damned Mordechai? Like we explained in the first half an hour, that the way of Mordechai, that he wants to wake up Am Israel through wearing sadness and ashes, it's wrong. It's true that he also knew that to please the king you need to do it with happiness and joy, but he thought that you need to wake up Am Israel through sadnesses and rebukes. That way we're not accepting. You don't know what's going to happen to you. It's not the way. You cannot bring Am Israel closer to Hashem by that way. It's true that people need to do tshuva, but you need to show to him that Hashem is good, that Hashem is mercy, that Hashem loves you. Some Jew asked me, how am I going to enter to the Itbodedut? To the Itbodedut you enter through faith. Start talking to Hashem, Father in heaven. Let me believe that you love me. Let me believe that you created me only to have mercy on me. Let me believe that you want to give me. I don't need to convince you. You want to give me. You wait that I'm just going to build the vessels to receive. You want me to succeed. You want to be me. To enter to the Ilvadilut, you need to have faith. In faith in what? In the goodness of Hashem. In the kindness of Hashem. That is all kindness. He loves you, eternal love. He wants you to succeed. You don't need to convince him to help you. You just come to build vessels. The prayer is not coming to convince HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He waits to give you. You just need to build vessels to receive the bounty. Because Rabbeinu is writing that Hashem Yitbarach, when his kingship is being revealed, when he influences wonderful bounty to Am Yisrael. By what? By prayers. Because the words are the vessels to contain the bounty. So when you enter into the Yitbodedut with that faith, to believe in the kindness and the goodness of Hashem, that's faith. So then you can start to see how much Hashem was good with you until today. Start saying thank you, how good Hashem is. You supervised on me, you helped me, you brought me closer to you. You're helping me every day, and now I'm doing it for the dude. How I'm going to thank you on how much that you helped me to learn Torah. When you know that you're not coming to convince HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not coming to ask from someone that don't want to give you, that you need to convince him. So then you can come and ask from Hashem to let you succeed, because this is what Hashem wants you to succeed. So what we explain? We explain that the drinking of the wine, it's with the reason to receive, with the intention, the meaning to receive wisdom. Hashem gave me that wisdom to write that Lashem before that prayer, before every cup of wine. Thousands of people tried to pray that prayer before and saw amazing results. And in the Yeshiva we saw people drinking and drinking, people that are really innocent and not cheating themselves, not lying me, lying himself. Because if you're going to lose his mind, they're going to throw him out from the Yeshiva, from the party. If you're just happy and doing Yeshiva, dance and happy. But if you lose your mind, they're going to throw you out. You have big, strong bullies that's going to take him out, going to throw him out from the Yeshiva. Take him from both of his ears and throwing him outside from the party. If not with wisdom, so with power, no problems. If you want in brain, with moach, with wisdom, so every cup of wine, add more words, pray more prayers. You give the wisdom, give me the wisdom. Everyone that opens hands, he receives. And that prayer, it's a prayer from the foundation, that contains the foundations of faith. Every time, every year, I'm renewing that prayer and I'm adding a few more words in it. So pray, add more, few more words from yourself. So you're going to drink only one cup, two cups. What is it, a competition here? Drank one cup, but he received wisdom. That one drank 10 cups and he lost his wisdom. Some woman on the phone heard me over the radio and asked me a question. Is it logic that Avrachim are drinking and puking and losing their minds? I told her, you're right. So I told her a little bit about what we're doing here in the Yeshiva, how people need really to drink. This is how you drink. Not drinking like the goyim. Shotim with tet, not with taf, like fools. Shotim with tet, it's fools. Shotim with taf, it's drinking. So it's all that you drink, all that you're a fool. Don't drink even a sip of wine without a prayer of the Lashem Yichud. We're not drinking because we want to fulfill our lusts, to complete our lusts, our desires. Drinking only wine, not arak, not cognac, not whiskey. Because the wine, the feast was with wine, and the miracle was in the feast of wine. So we're drinking wine. And in the wine there is sod. The numeral value of the word wine is secret. Only wine. We're not drinking. If not with that commandment, who wants to drink? Give me now a cup of wine. I'm going to drink it. I'm going to pour it on you. We're drinking because Hashem commanded us to drink. This is, and a lot, to dance a lot, to be happy a lot. And when Rav is giving a class, to listen, Rav Yeshua Kohen and Rav Linder Bezrat Hashem going to come. Listening to the shiur, to the class. When we're saying need to go too deep to the mikveh, people are going, not violating the halakha to the right and to the left. Those are the preparations for Purim, to dance, to be happy. So if someone have questions on Purim, if someone don't want to drink alcohol at all, he cannot drink, and it's damaging him, so don't drink. Drink or grape juice. Don't damage yourself. Yes, we have
somebody around. Somebody's gonna make it.
You have the copy of the Shem Yichud in English?
It's good. Sure. Also, it's good if you bring them in so other people can copy them.
So maybe for a few copies before, so we'll give in class. Everyone prepare himself in prayers to receive the days of Purim that are coming with joy, dancing, to erase the memory of Amalek in a perfect way. All of the sadness. Rabbeinu is saying that Amalek is sadness, depression, despair, to erase it in a perfect way. Only songs and praises. What can I do? I need to cough. Call two. One cup at a time. Someone asked, probably, I think this is what he asked Sarav, if it's better to pray on a lot of things in Purim or to pray on one thing. So Rav Shalom is saying it's better to catch one thing and to achieve it in Purim than to spread yourself on a lot of topics. It's better to pray on one thing and to achieve it. They're saying there is a gemach tachposot, costumes of a murderer, all kinds of criminals. And it's for free, mama. Kill your child. Yetzirah is not asleep. For sure, he's not asleep for one moment. Day and night he's working hard. You try to attack him from here, he's coming from there. What did Yetzirah done? He brought new iPhone in, the kosher iPhones. They have WhatsApp. All day long, men and women are using WhatsApp. Trouble, but we don't know how to erase that trouble. From my my side, I'm going to erase all of the iPhones, totally. All also the kosher iPhone. I took my iPhone for the ways, because people are telling me to come to certain address and I need to come, and also all of the rest I'm not using, the simple text messages to do PDO not. Only messages, you know, the regular SMS. My phone, you cannot take pictures with it, you cannot do nothing with it. I think no kosher iPhones, nothing. No ways. Like that I was, hello, what to do? Right, left, what to do? What can we do? Old shita. Everything that I'm ready myself to. It's a horrible thing. People in the WhatsApp all day long. They're not connected to the Emunah channel WhatsApp. They're not on. Wasting time, lashon hara. He's not connected to the Emunah channel. What to do? We have our own WhatsApp group. We're gonna do a Hebrew version also. I would say our WhatsApp group. The Shita to bring Am Yisrael closer to Hashem Yitzvah with mercy is the Shita of Aaron HaKohen, it's the Shita of Rabbi Nachman Mbreslev. Only to love, only to bring people closer. Someone is asking if it's a good thing maybe to eat in the morning, to drink a little bit and to go to sleep. I'm saying a person needs to check himself that you're not going to lose everything. Yeah. That you're not going to wake up in the Motzei Shabbat. Motzei Shabbat. You're going to go to sleep in the morning. Who knows when you're going to wake up? So you're going to lose the Mishteh. To uproot that WhatsApp. It's a trouble in our community, a big trouble. To uproot it, to think how to do it. Maybe like my small phone, only text messages, no camera, nothing. Only text messages, no WhatsApp. And no hell. What are we going to do about Mincha Friday? In which time we're allowed to pray Mincha? In the meal? You have to start the meal early. The meal gonna start something like 11. When we can start praying. Twelve and 20 minutes you can pray Mincha. People are asking if to do before that's not the only half of the day. Listen, everyone. In the Hebrew Purim, always you're allowed to dip, not only in the Hebrew Purim. If you say Shtai Mikrai Hatagum, you're allowed to dip in 10 in the morning for Shabbos Kodesh. At 9 you can dip. In the time that you finish time in Krachat Targum, you can dip. And especially this Friday, you need to put the effort to do it. Because then you don't need to go in the middle of the feast and to go to dip. You need to dip before. Rav Elchanan said that he heard from Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, I think, that he said that even if a person only read the first Aliyah, Shnai Mikra V'Chal Targum, only the first part, he already allowed to go to the mikveh, Lichvot Shabbos. So Rav Shalom said it's a good kula, okay, but let's strengthen the guys, we're not going to make them weaker. They need to finish all of the time. So everyone go to the mikveh before you come to the meal. You finish davening, go deep, work close of Shabbos. Anyway, you work on close of Shabbos in Purim.
I don't know. I can't understand it. I'm not going to be able to do it.